Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue in a week focused around living with a new or a renewed resolve, taking the things that we've committed to. We talked about last week, we prayed about throughout last week of the new commitment that God wants us to live with, a stronger and a renewed commitment to Him. And to take that step further and to live with the resolve, the stick-to-itiveness of doing what we've committed to doing. And today we're going to talk specifically about a new resolve to purity of body. Yesterday we talked about the purity of speech, and I'm going to broaden that out a little bit. And when I'm talking today of this purity of body, we're not simply talking about a sexual purity. That's definitely a part of it. But it's a purity of our entire being, our mind, our actions, our reactions, our interactions, and how we live and how others are able to see Jesus because of the way we live for God. And take a key verse out of the book of Daniel. And Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way." I suspect that when you hear that, when you read that, it's pretty easy to see the resolve to purity by refusing to eat certain things that would go against the laws of God, the training and upbringing that Daniel had lived with. But not quite so easy to see with that, within that verse, is that resolve to purity in the way he treats others. Because not only did he resolve to not defile himself with food that God had told the Israelites not to eat, he also chose not to defile himself in the way he treated others. And so he went to the chief official and asked permission to keep and to follow through with this resolve of his. And I think that's an important part of resolving not to defile our body, not to defile who we are, to live with a purity as we do things in the right way. It's not just that we do the right things, it's we choose to do them in the right way. This resolve to purity says, I want all of me to honor Christ. Jesus will come along much after this interaction that Daniel had with this chief official, and he will talk about the things that go into the body being things that simply pass through, the food, the drink. But he says it's what comes out of the body, what comes out of the heart, what comes out of the mouth, what comes out through our hands and feet and our actions that defile a person. I believe Daniel understood that long before Jesus said it to those who were surrounding him and listening. And so to honor God with, in keeping God's commands, he also honored those who had authority. And he chose to not defile himself with the king's food and wine, but also not to defile himself with pride. When we live life in such a way, when we realize that all of our good deeds, all of our good actions are tarnished if our motives aren't pure, we ought to have a greater resolve to live with this purity of body that says, I want my actions, I want my decisions, I want my interactions with other people to reflect this resolve to purity. You read the life of Daniel and you recognize how quickly he rose to recognition. And you read those opening chapters and Daniel and with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were recognized. As being individuals whom God was with. And while those recognizing did not necessarily understand who God is, they had a belief system of gods that were greater than they were. And this resolve to purity was a part of God residing in their midst in a way that was noticeable. And I wonder if it ever would have been noticed if Daniel had not resolved to do the right things the right way. And had simply resolved to do the right things. I'm guessing the result would have been quite different. And I think sometimes that takes the greatest resolve in our life, even more so than the resolve to do the right things, it's the resolve to do things in the right way. We read the teachings of Jesus and he wants us to take that commitment to doing right to a level that transforms the inner core of who we are. When he goes through the series of things, you have heard it said, but I tell you, he's always taking us to a deeper level. He says, don't simply guard your actions. Don't simply guard your words. Change your thoughts. Change your motivation. Put God in front and in the midst of everything. You see, living life with a purity of body says, I'm living life in a way that represents Jesus. I'm not trying to be better than anyone else. I'm not trying to come across as holier than thou. I'm trying to honor God. But to honor God, I have to honor others. I have to live with kindness, with consideration, with understanding, with peace. All while resolving not to defile myself, my body. We live in a time where compromise is, well, it seems to be an easy way of life. It's the everybody's doing it mindset that says it can't be that bad, or they wouldn't be doing it. We take the little things and we accept them because they're not all that important. They're not big. And unfortunately, when we live without that resolve to purity, those little things have a way of adding up. And it isn't long before that's what people notice about us. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to really consider, with God's help, how resolved you are to purity, to doing the right things in the right way. Not to make a statement, although doing the right things in the right way may make a statement, but that's not why you're doing it. It shouldn't be. But to honor God. God says throughout Scripture that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. He says that when we humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, that He will lift us up. And that's what this resolve to a purity of body entails. It entails a humility that says, I will do things God's way. And I'll honor Him with my body. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to Yourself in such a way that we ought to desire to honor You with our body, with our decisions, with our actions, with our interactions, with our reactions. And so, God, today I pray that You would help us to consider how much of a resolve that we live with when it comes to purity. Not simply in the things we say, as we prayed about yesterday and we continue to pray about, but in the things that we do, in the choices that we make, the places we go or don't go. Father, help us to recognize that this resolve to a purity of body is not simply getting rid of all of our nasty habits, but it's choosing to honor You with the things that we actually do. It's choosing to do the right things in ways that are good and proper, in ways that are filled with humility rather than pride, in ways that represent You rather than us. Father, today I pray for those who are struggling, who perhaps have been living in a way that has not been very pure, but feel trapped in that have been involved in impurity for such a long time that it's simply a way of life. I pray that they would live with a new resolve, that a transformation of their mind and their circumstances will help them. But Father, before we look around us and see those that we might say are lacking purity, may we fully examine our resolve to purity of body. Convict us of those times where we have ulterior motives. where we live with arrogance, where we defy those who you've placed in authority over us. And Father, help us to not only choose, but to resolve to do the right things in the right way. Give us your wisdom that you've promised to pour out generously without finding fault, so that we would know the right way to do the right things. Ways that honor you, ways that benefit others, ways that represent Jesus. God, today as we live with this new resolve, may we do so with an awareness of your Spirit within us, of Christ dwelling among us. And may we lift Him up in everything that we do, in everything that we say, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.